market conditions are ripe for buying and the prices are still affordable and sellers are experiencing low inventory, which means they can sell their house. There needs a lot of needs to be a lot of preparation and planning, but it's all doable, and I do believe that we're on our way back.
Now, do you feel there's an influx of first-time home buyers right now or secondary homes? What do you see?
I see both. It's a great time for people to buy up. It's an opportunity to buy the next bigger house if that's what you need. And also for people who are renting, the mortgage rates are still reasonable enough that sometimes their mortgage payment is the same or lower than their rental payment. So it's prime time to be a homeowner.
So, Kim, how does a homeowner prepare for buying or selling a home? What do they need to do?
Well, first, if you're looking to buy a home, you need to take a hard look at your finances. Really make sure that you have your credit in order, that you know what kind of money you have to spend, that you're not reaching so far that you have difficulty with the rest of the expenses that come with life. When you're selling, in today's market, it's very, very important that you prepare your home and that it looks the way your most likely buyer expects it to look. People have a lot more information at their disposal than they ever had before, and as a result, they really want to get the most for their money, and a lot of that has to do with the way your house looks.
That's true. The first visual tells the whole story. And I know when I first bought my first home, my realtor wanted us to buy the biggest house. They didn't care if we ate hot dogs the next 30 years. but how do you prepare? How do you know how much you can afford? And how do you know whether to buy up or there has to be some sort of compromise?
Sure. Well, when you're sitting with your agent, that should be part of the first interview that you have with them. They should review the closing costs, use a house as an example. Pick one that you say, that's it for me. All the bells and whistles, I think I can afford that. You do the closing costs, and you look at it, and when you see that monthly payment or how much you need to put down, you say, oh, that's not quite what I thought. If you're the buyer, or perhaps you think, oh, it's not as bad as I thought. Whatever the case may be, you have to realize what you are comfortable paying, not just what you can pay, because they may not be the same thing. At that point, you really need, if you're going to get financing, if you're going to get a mortgage, to sit down with a lender, whether it is your local credit union, whether it's a bank, whether it's a mortgage broker. Interview more than one, find out what the rates are, find out what the terms are, and really narrow down the price point that you're comfortable with. Then it's your decision. Some people will reach a little further because they believe that the future is bright. For instance, they know that they're going to have a job that's going to pay more money in the near future. They expect to have promotions. They just feel they can afford more. It's going to be their home for raising children. They're willing to spend a little more. Or do you think that you might get relocated in a year or two, or maybe five, and you don't really want to spend the maximum amount? You like to socialize more. You need more cash available. That's a very personal decision, and although your agent may
So you were talking a little bit about it staging a home and how that gives a better visual. Do you have access to stagers that help you do that, or do you do that yourself?
Both. I use a professional stager who's wonderful because I know how much it pays off in the long run. The whole HGTV phenomenon is very true. People watch it, and they really believe that every house they look at should offer the exact same thing, visual, that everything is perfect, the colors match everything that they own. That's not always the case, but if you as a seller can give that to your potential buyer, you're way ahead of the game.
I totally agree. We're all very visual people, and to see a room that's not too full, to have the right colors, the vibrance. If you are just tuning in today, we have Kim Zampieri, an associate broker at RE/MAX Legacy. She's giving us homeowner tips and buying and selling tips today, so we're so glad to have her. What I love about Kim is she is a full-time mother and she's a full-time realtor. I think sometimes in the business you do find part-timers, but Kim is very passionate about what she does. She knows all the legalities of her business and buying and selling a home that she knows. She's your best advocate if you are looking to sell or purchase a home right now. Again, you can find Kim at kimzmarketreport.com, or you can call her at 215-280-7752. And I know I look on her Facebook page for homeowner tips and staging tips and color. And so please check out Kim Z Real Estate on Facebook.
We'll be right back with Kim right after this break.
With Kim Zampieri, associate broker at RE/MAX Legacy. Don't you love that name, Kim Zampieri? Z is so much fun. I could find ways to market Z for Kim Zampieri. So I want to talk a little bit on this segment, Kim, about how do you prepare to buy or sell a home? How does that help one balance their life? And we're all trying to balance so much, and really that, I would think, is a one of their largest decisions in life. How do you make all that balance?
Well, I would agree with you. It's one of the largest purchases a person will make at different points in their life. You know, the first home, obviously, is huge. It's going to be more than likely any car that you've ever bought, which is probably your real first purchase that cost you a lot. Mm-hmm. But the way that you do it is by being prepared. And as I said before, if you have a plan, then you know what to expect. You can't control all of the elements of a transaction, but you certainly can work towards the plan that you put in place, and you should really do that with your agent. You know, you drive by, there's always that one time you drive by something, you see it, it hits you, oh, I really want it, okay. But the truth of it is, if you know what you can spend, where you want to be, you've investigated all of your different choices and all of the locations you'd like to be, and you know exactly where you stand financially, you're much more prepared to make a purchase, and that's going to balance everything for you because you have an understanding of the process, and you should. Somebody should be walking you through, basically being there to give you the proper advice and be your advocate through the whole thing. I think that people have an idea from watching TV what's going to happen, and it's very often unrealistic. It's not really the truth of it. So an experienced agent like myself will help you and guide you and take it one step at a time. And on the flip side, for selling, it's the same thing. I mean, you really need to have an honest evaluation of where you stand compared to your competition, where the last sales were. If you know that your house is prepared, meaning it looks right, you don't have any major mechanical problems, you are properly placed marketing-wise. In other words, it can be found where it needs to be found, where the buyers are looking. Good agents know that too. Then you know what to expect. And although you can't control the actions of others, you can certainly control your own. And that definitely will give you a very balanced transaction as much as it possibly can be because you know. You're prepared.
Well, thankfully, we don't base it on a half-hour television show and know that we can prepare, buy, and sell a home within a half hour. So you're right. I think it is realistic expectations. sure. And I think what I'm finding with the balanced life segments that we've done so far is that planning is such a big part of a balanced life. And God's plan, where does he lead us? It's listening to the experts in the field, what is good to do, whether you're eating or cleaning or buying or selling a home. So I think that's a good lesson for all of us for a balanced life, is this preparation that you're talking about.
Yes, I would agree. The preparation right from the beginning, when you decide that you even want to be in this business, when you're the agent, the realtor, you should really figure out training. You know, how's it going to take place? Am I just going to start showing houses? And, oh, isn't that fun? Well, it doesn't work like that. You really need to understand everything that happens after somebody decides to buy a house, everything that happens after settlement, everything that should happen during the entire process, planning. And then you can convey that to your clients. And they need that from you. I really believe that's what they need from you, because it's a very hectic time. It's very difficult if you don't really know what to expect.
I agree. Kim, I have a question for
sure.
You. What advice do you give to people who are selling a home as it relates to keeping your life in balance? Because it's such a stressful time.
Right. Well, again, I talked to them about preparation. I talked to them about, listen, I'm not going to be here once you put the sign out front. Let's really talk about what we're going to do and figure out what their goals are and what they actually need. Because a lot of times when someone first contacts the agent, they're guarded in the information that they want to share. And understandably, sometimes it's not positive why they have to move or they're going to move. Hopefully it is. That's always a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun for us as agents, too. But to get to know someone well enough to take the time to figure out what they need, what is their motivation for selling, so that you can help them to chart that plan to really get the progress up and running so they get where they need to go.
I think a lot of trust is involved. That is a big decision for someone. It sounds like a lot of pressure for the realtor, too. And they do have to listen to the owners and the buyers and sellers'
sure.
needs.
Right, and think about it. I mean, everybody has heard the stories of their hard transaction, and it's sad. I feel badly about it. I mean, there's always going to be that one or two things that happen that nobody saw coming, whatever it may be. But even when it's a sad reason for selling, you really can help the people to get through the whole process when you understand what their needs are. And that's important. That's very important. So I think that's, you know, to answer your question, that's one of the things that you need to do is figure out what the motivation is for the buyer to sell.
And I think that your buying and selling tagline, so to speak, says a lot. And let's have coffee, because you're giving them that relaxed atmosphere. Let's talk it out. What do you need? What do you need from me? What's your lifestyle going to be? Are you downsizing? Do you have a growing family? And then you're able to match that.
Yes, that's what, and I love that. The reason that I even started to use that is because I think in three words it says, look, I really want to get to know you, and I'd like you to get to know me so that we can see if we can work together and see how I can help you. It takes a little bit more than selling a widget, to be honest with you. This is someone's home, more than likely something that they're attached to, whether they believe it or not, and that's what you have to get down to. So, yeah, it's a trust issue, and how do you build that? You start a dialogue. And you have a conversation, and you figure out whether or not the two of you are a good fit.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So the winter time, isn't that the worst time to sell, or no?
Not around here.
Okay.
I'd say that it really depends on where you are, as all real estate does. You know, it's very local, and the whole location has a lot of truth in it, not just for value, but also for your marketplace. You know, what are you up against, and what's desirable, what's maybe not so desirable? The reason it's a good time now is you don't have as much competition. You're a little bit ahead of the curve. We have buyers out there looking, so you know that you have a product that is desired right now. Also, the process should be a little bit quicker for you. A lot of lenders will share with you that the paperwork is getting more and more and more, which makes the transaction take longer and longer. Therefore, when you're in the spring market and everybody else has their house up for sale and it gets sold, you know, it takes a little bit longer. So right now it should be a more streamlined process, and I'm seeing that myself, where we had projected settlement date according to our agreement, it's been moved up because the lender got it done. They don't have as much to do. So it's a great time if you really need to move, you want to get your house on the market and move on to your next location, that's a great time. And also, the demand is strong. The competition, not so much yet. They're also waiting to get on the market in, you know, the end of March, April, May, so-called real estate prime time, but I don't know. This month of January and February have been pretty good.
Oh, that's great. children, you have activities.
Well, there's crazy times of the year. Mm-hmm. Cannot lie about that. There are times where I think, oh, this is really so much. But the truth is, I balance it because of the assistance of my husband. We work it out. If I'm going to be in this business, we identify what the busiest times are. And between the two of us, we get there and we make our family a priority. The children come first. Their activities are handled because we prepare. We actually plan it out. We have a schedule. And we know what each other is doing. And it's very helpful. But for me personally, I have work time.